Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Are you guilty of doom scrolling? I know TikTok is, oh my God, it is just the rabbit hole that when I go down it, I find it absolutely impossible to try and reverse back out of it. We're chatting about this today because singer Cian DeCrow has issued some advice ahead of Movember, the Men's Mental Health Initiative. And he says his advice to people is to delete your social media account. And I can only imagine that is so much easier said than done. Rosanna Irwin is founder of Samsu Digital Detox. Why should we give up social media, Rosanna?
Hey, Andrea. I actually don't think we should give it up. I think that we need to set much better boundaries with social media. I think it's slightly unrealistic. I think social media does have some benefits in life. The problem that we have is that we are addicted to it and that we don't have any control over it. So rather than giving it up, I would say better boundaries are needed.
So when you, what are boundaries to you? The amount of time we spend, or is it the apps we use?
A bit of both. The amount of time that we spend and setting the time that we are going to use social media on. So for example, can we take a break from social media at the weekends? Can we not scroll TikTok and Instagram when we first wake up or just before we go to bed? And can we decide on a certain hour per day that we're going to scroll or give ourselves time to use social media?
You think that's a way to do it? I was actually only chatting to a colleague of mine earlier who has recently got rid of their Instagram account, you know, and now actually finds themselves still reaching for it on their phone because it's just total habit.
Yeah, I actually used to work at Meta straight out of college, and I understand. Our jobs were to figure out how to get people to spend as much time on our phones as possible. And content that is that does most well on social media is content that people send to others. And that's because those platforms know that if you send a post to someone, that brings them out of the platform and back into it. So, you know, they know what they're doing, and they've succeeded in getting us all addicted.
News Talk reporter Sarah Madden is with me on the line as well, because you went cold turkey, Sarah.
Andrea, I mean, I've attempted a digital detox, I would say, a number of times at this point, with various degrees of success. But the last time was actually prompted by getting a really alarming notification on my phone, which told me I had spent an average of 16 hours a day looking at my phone the week before.
16.
Now, I know 16 hours. Now, I know News Talk management will probably be listening to this, so I think it's important to note that I do use my phone a lot for work.
Yeah, tell them it was Google Maps or something, you know.
GPS. But no, there's definitely lots of stuff in there, cat videos, etc., that I'm sure I could do without watching. You know yourself, Andrea. I was pretty shocked by that number. So exactly like you said, I went cold turkey, and I think that was probably the wrong thing to do. It was a bit of a knee-jerk reaction. Deleted all the social media apps, hid the likes of YouTube and LinkedIn from my home screen. And my goal was to stay off it for a week. I think I got 3 or 4 days in. And then with sort of a fevered relish of an addict, I was desperate at that point for, you know, my next fix.
And is it the fear of missing out? Is it the companionship, if I can use that word? What drew you back?
Yeah, it's so funny you say that. I mean, besides obviously the significant dip in serotonin that I was trying to replenish. No, I think part of it is that Rosanna's right in that she says, you know, we're always being encouraged to use it. And people have run with that. So I think for a lot of people's jobs, mine included, it is very difficult not to have a social media presence.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, whether it's chasing guests or businesses now, in many cases, they don't have a phone number. They don't have an email. They'll say DM us. So it's very hard to function really and not have a social media presence, or at least be able to contact people via social media. You know, it used to be the case that journalists would be told, you know, oh, keep your ear out when you're on the bus. You know, you might come across a story. Whereas now everyone on the bus is on their phone. So if you're looking for the scuttlebutt, you have to be scrolling through social media. You have to be keeping an eye on what's going on the For You page. But also, it's very hard to have a functioning social life, I think, as a young adult or as a youngish adult, as I am now, without having social media. Like, I was off, as I say, for 3 or 4 days, and I went back on and I had to apologize to a lot of people I hadn't got back to. You know, my cousin had announced a pregnancy, which I had totally missed. Another friend had gotten engaged. Like, it's really hard not to totally isolate yourself from what is the way friendship functions nowadays without having social media.
That's a fair point, isn't it, Rosanna? Because, like, so that is the way that a lot of Gen Z too would communicate.
Totally. And I'm guilty of that myself. I resonate a lot with what Sarah just said. I run a company about digital detoxes, and yet the majority of my marketing is done on Instagram and TikTok. So I totally get it. And that's why I think it's unrealistic to not have social media at all. And we're not going to convince Gen Z to have no social media. That's just not going to work. The way that we're going to make them feel better and find a way out of this addiction is to help them build better boundaries and to have better respect for this hugely addictive set of apps that's on all of our phones.
Interesting text from a listener who says, I've had no social media at all since I cancelled my Facebook account back in 2013. Nothing ever since. My life was a brilliant, no anxiety, and my friends still have to inform me of their babies and engagements via phone call. I'm 32. I'm totally against all social media because I can remember wanting people to like my posts and pictures on Facebook. That was the last day I was on it.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to be able to do that, but I know for myself and for Samsu, I don't think the business would exist without it. I don't know. I mean, I can't prove it, but I think it would be really, really difficult to have a business and not have a social media presence in today's world. But I would love to live the life of that person.
That doesn't have it at all. Hilda Burke is a psychotherapist and author of The Phone Addiction Workbook as well. Hilda, is there scientific evidence which proves that giving up social media will help to improve our mental health and well-being?
Yeah, there's been quite a bit of research on that topic. And, you know, it's overwhelmingly shows that people feel less stressed. There's 55% of 2021 surveys done by Healthline, 55% of people said taking a break from social media for just 2 weeks left them feeling less stressed and more positive. And there's been, you know, impact studies on sleep. And actually, you know, I think Sarah mentioned being feeling kind of left out. But actually, interestingly, some of the surveys report that actually people feel less isolated because I'm guessing, I haven't done a deep dive, but I would imagine, and knowing from some of my clients who've tried to restrict their social media usage, what it's led to is more kind of in real life interactions. They don't have, they sort of to socialize with people. It's less about WhatsApp calls and messages. And it's like, okay, if I don't have that to fall back on, let me make some friend dates and actually go out and see my friends. So I think kind of forces us, we can get a kind of a false feeling of connection that isn't really there. We're finding out our information via, you know, group message or sort of posts that are broadcast to all and sundry about engagements, weddings, babies. So we sort of know by osmosis what's happening in our nearest and dearest personal lives, but we're not getting that sort of intimacy that we used to get when your friend would call and say, I've got a bit of news, you know, and you're getting that piece of interpersonal news sort of just you. I don't think anything can replace that. Like, seeing a picture of a sparkler on Instagram can feel a bit
I know, yeah.
Sort of anonymous, and it feels a bit like a celebrity's used to, you know, announce their engagement to all and sundry.
In Hello Magazine or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. But now we're getting a bit of that sort of on our social media feeds.
So when Sarah talked about the difficulties, you know, of trying to go cold turkey and then 3 or 4 days later having a kind of a digital relapse, if you want to describe it as that, is there a best approach to take?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I agree with Rosanna on, you know, that for some people, cold turkey works and great, you know, good for them if that's the way that works for them. But I think most of us, we find it hard to go from a sort of heavy dependency and having our phones really integrated into our lives to kind of pulling the plug on it. So I think, you know, what I advocate in my book is very much a sort of gently building up your tolerance to being without your phone. So something I advocate is called weight training, but it's not W-E-I-G-H-T, yeah. It's W-A-I-T. So starting to carve out short periods when you can have your phone off. So that might be when I started researching my book, it was taking my dog for a walk for 45 minutes. So that was like, okay, I can do that. And then I was like, actually, I'm getting used to that. I'm starting to see the benefits, the positive reinforcement. I feel more relaxed. I'm chatting to more people on my walk because I'm looking down and checking my phone less, then I'm like, okay, next time I go out with a friend locally for a couple of hours, they're dropping by my house, let's say, I can leave my phone here. I just want to be with them for a couple of hours. So then it became 2 or 3 hours. And now I do Sundays. I turn my data off on Sundays. Okay. And during Lent, I do a weekend. I do Saturday and Sunday. And I have to say, I mean, it's by the end of the Sunday or by the end of the weekend during Lent, I feel like just so relaxed. I feel unbothered, unhassled. I don't, you know, and my friends, I think it's really important to say that, like, I manage people's expectations. My friends now know they can contact me on Sunday, but they have to give me a call. You know, not a message
which,
on WhatsApp.
To be honest, I would prefer anyway, you know, the either the call right. or the message rather than the straight DM. What's your advice, Rosanna, for anybody thinking of cutting back?
I do two things. I've got an app called Opal. I pay €60 for a year for it, which I know to some people sounds mental to pay to not have access to social media, but it works really well for me. I create a block and it's unbreakable. You cannot break this block. And from 8 p.m. every night until 12 noon the next day, so 16 hours a day, fair screen time, I cannot access any social media apps, anything that has an algorithm. So I started off with just TikTok and Instagram. Now I've had to put Vinted in there, Substack, anything that that encourages you to scroll is in that blocker. And then I would always recommend something like Samsu, which is once a year, 2 or 3 days, cold turkey or full digital detox.
That's the retreat, isn't it?
That's the retreat, yeah
where people can have a little break. Sarah, you have plenty of advice now if you fancy trying again.
I know. There's lots of good advice in there. I have to say, okay, I have managed to get my screen time down to 11 hours a day. So I think that's quite an improvement.
Well, it's an improvement from 16.
Yeah. Some of the things 50%? That have worked for me.
Not bad.
Some of the things that have worked for me are the things like time limits that are on certain apps. I don't always adhere to them, but I do think even the notification to say, okay, you've been on this app for 30 minutes, it might be nice to take a break now. It just sort of, it does jolt me back into reality and it makes me think like, why did I come on this app in the first place? Oh yes, okay. And I've been scrolling on cat videos since then. So let's leave this now. So those things sort of do work. But yeah, I might have to get down to Samsu for a weekend to fully release myself from the grip of social media.
Of TikTok and Instagram and everything else that goes with it. Sarah Madden, Hilda Burke, Rosanna Irwin, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. A listener tells me, I used to spend 2 hours doom scrolling on Instagram and TikTok every single day. So I deleted all of my socials about a month ago. I've never felt better. And I'm now actually thinking of getting rid of my smartphone as well on top of it too. And another texter says, I've recently decided to step away from most social media. It's just been a wonderful shift. I'm finding new joy in connecting with friends and family on a much more personal level again. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.